the fastest, quickest, smoothest footwork. He is the Fred Astaire of jiu-jitsu, the Fred Astaire of judo, but he's the Dom DeLuise of pizza eating. I don't get it. I don't get this.
Everybody wake up.
Time to wake up. Time to start the day. Wake up late with Dougie. He is the only
wake
way.
Wake up late. Now everybody. Wake up late. Everybody. Wake up late. Wake up late.
Wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie.
It's time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. What rhymes with Dougie? He's just so funny.
It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Live from Danger Studios. Coral Springs, and now you know.
We're the hottest show in this place. Wake up late now, everybody. Wake up late now, everybody. Wake up late now, everybody.
I said one, two, three. Everybody wake up.
Live from Danger Studios in Coral Springs, Florida. It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Starring Dougie Almeida. Now. Let's start the show.
All right, everybody. Let's start the goddamn show.
Wait, so, it sounded good.
No, it didn't. It sounded horrible because I had everything ready, and then the music wants to mess with me all of a sudden, and I'm pissed. So, you know what? I'm going to play the music later. I'm just not going to deal with it. That's all.
The show must go on. Yeah. Because
anyway, welcome to the show, everybody. You guys know the music. You want to hear the music? Listen to the podcast later.
Wake up late. Wait. Wake up, Dougie. Gotta wake up. Dougie.
That's great.
Dougie.
Did you ever go karaoke?
Oh, my God. I love karaoke.
What's your karaoke songs?
My karaoke song is You Too.
I just heard you sing it. You actually try to sing Bono?
No. Yeah, I do. I sing. Oh God, I can't think of it right now. Wait, I do the whole like.
Yeah.
It's not In the Name of Love. Shit. What's your karaoke? I do have one. I have a karaoke song. With or without you, is that them?
Yeah. With or without you.
Okay. I don't know that. Yeah. That's not the one. It's one love, but it's not the same. We've got to carry each other, and we'll do it again. Oh, love is that whole.
God, remind me. God, what the fuck is going on?
I'm like a theater girl. Like, yeah. Give my regards to Broadway. I hate that. Nothing, I hate that whole better. Like, oh my.
Yeah, nothing better than listening to you two in a theater type version.
Right. Everything I like to say is gay.
God. That's horrible. my go-to first song usually is Space Odyssey by David Bowie.
How does it go?
Ground control to Major Tom. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you did that good, Dougie.
Ground control to Major Tom.
You changed your whole. That's. I like that. I don't like people. I don't like people who are good at karaoke. I don't like people who go and do serious karaoke. I mean, you can be good at it, but not so serious. Like you were good at it just now.
Yeah.
But you got into like a character, like ground control.
Yeah, that was me. All
right. Luck.
Oh, I hate dogs that punch you. We were driving. We did a show at Anthony's on the Boulevard at Cape Coral last week on Thursday. And a fun show, little crowd, fun show. And you got that goddamn lotto commercial. Luck. I'm going to stop the car in the middle of Alligator Alley and let you out if you kept doing it.
Yep.
It's annoying as hell.
I love it.
You just stop it.
Luck. Oh, I do it to my boyfriend all the time in the house.
You know what? I'd rather play my music that sounds like shit.
Like a doggy.
Yeah.
We had fun. That was a fun trip. I love audiences where the median age is 70.
Yeah.
But I really do. They were so much fun.
They were old, but they were fun.
They were. They were a very fun crowd.
Right.
I really did. I had a great time.
Yeah, they were fun. And then Mateo Rodriguez came. And, you know, here's a kid, very funny guy out of Miami, right? He doesn't get the tour. I always tell comics, if you've only done comedy in South Florida, like in one area of South Florida.
Right, like in open mics
in South Florida. And you certain types of shows, You are, and you think you have certain, if you whatever time you think you have, and when I say time for a non-comedian listeners, you know, typically as a comic, if comics come up and talk to each other and they just meet like, oh, how long have you been doing it? Usually the next question would be, oh, how much time do you got? Like how much material, right? That doesn't mean how long you can go on stage and go, so tell me about your dick. Like you got to be able to have material. That's the big thing. So
yes, there's crowd work, which is not material.
It's just, but you have to be good at crowd work.
Although I've seen some really good comics do an entire show of crowd, but they're allowed to.
But that's what they do. But
no, like he has material. Like I'm talking about Dean, he has tons of material. He's hysterical, right. But sometimes it's such a crowd experience with him. That's not what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
because that's just so much fun.
I haven't seen him lately, but Frank Del Pizzo fits that category.
Yes, I love Frank. Great and he crowd gets going guy. With the crowd. Yeah,
they love him, and I like crowd. I'm very good at crowd. Like I have
you
fun.
You are. I saw you at Backstage Cafe doing. Yeah. I thought that was great. Whether you're making fun of the
guy in
geeky
front.
Geeky guy in front. Yeah.
You remember that? That kid.
Peter Kramer. Hi. I'm
I even made fun of. I even made fun of your boyfriend.
You did.
Even being 7'9" fucking firefighter.
He's so tall.
Yeah, exactly.
Did you? Hey, Peter.
Joke around with firefighters because I say firefighters and pilots bang everybody's wives.
Right.
Like if somebody, 9 out of 10 times, if you find out your wife's cheating, it's usually with
a pilot or a firefighter.
Or a firefighter. Because those guys got extra
time. What
about
time. Police officers?
No, police officers are assholes.
No.
For the most part. You know what I mean?
You know what happens? I do think there's a lot of like inter-department romances, like people sleeping, like so firefighters are 24-hour shifts, so like while one's at work the other one's banging the other one's wife.
Oh,
it's fucked so up weird. Right. Hopefully that's not how I'm not sleeping with any of my boyfriends. No.
Yeah, you're a good girl.
I'm a good guy.
Listen, I'm my wife's been away and I've been tempted to like go do shit, you know.
Yeah, we talked about that in the car.
Yeah, but I didn't. I haven't gone to strip clubs. I haven't done the old age massages. I haven't like hooked up with ex girlfriends or anything.
Nothing.
I haven't done anything.
You didn't go fishing on Facebook.
No,
or social
I didn't.
Media.
I didn't. You know, I had. Listen, I love the fact that I can actually answer any questions about infidelity.
Honestly,
without shaking or trembling. And,
right.
You know what I mean?
It's good to tell the truth.
Hell yeah. It's good not to have to hide something.
Yeah.
You know, all you creepy fucks out there messing around on your girls, learn a lesson from Dougie. You know, be a good guy. If you don't, you know, if you have nothing to hide, you feel free to say whatever you want.
You don't have to worry about your phone. You don't have to worry.
Phone rings. Oh, I'll get it. You know.
Yeah, nothing.
Someone's knocking at the door. Oh, who could that? Oh, my God. Who could that be?
It's great.
You know what I mean?
I do. I have a real... Yeah, Stu's the same way. He's great. Yeah. I don't worry. I worry about him hitting his head.
fans.
I worry about him drinking himself to death. But I don't worry about him cheating on me. That's not one of my concerns.
People ask me about my wife. I don't worry, A, because I think she's, you know, she's a good person not to do it. But, you know what I mean? It's good not to worry. And, you know, I'm almost at the point where if it happened... I'm ready to handle the circuit. Like, you know what I mean?
Right,
like,
nothing's going to rock me. About that. What were we saying? Yeah. I don't remember. That came up in the car. Oh, well, it's irrelevant. Move on.
Yeah. So just be good out there. And,
be good. It's easier. You're jumping from the frying pan into the fire, right? Yeah. If anybody's tempted or, you know, like you got some dog in heat chasing you down on social media and, you know, oh, she looks good. You're 9 out of 10 times you're jumping out of the frying pan into the fire.
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
If that bitch has all that time on her hands to be chasing your ass down on social media and she's got kids and shit, I'm telling you, it's a fucking lunatic.
And it just takes one bad moment in her day to like go on social media and say, you know what? Remember that time I blew you at your house when your wife was away? Oh, shut the fuck up. Right? You don't need that crack it. Like I told you, I don't want any chinks in my armor.
Yes, you know what I mean? I love chinks in the armor. I love that saying.
Yeah, I don't want any chinks in my armor. Not being Asian, like...
Not like chinks.
Chinks in the armor.
You like to have your chink in
the
armor.
I like my
you
chink.
Like seeing your chink in the armor, but not chinks in
the
armor.
No, but you know what I'm saying? It's bad enough. I got enough challenges in life. I remember the days where I was a player, you know, but this was before social media. This is like a quarter of a century ago. You know, you could go anywhere and say, I'm out. You know, you can even have two girlfriends during the holidays and go, oh, I'm going to my friend's skiing somewhere. You know, meanwhile, you're with your other girl. You know, she's the number one.
Right. You know? And then, but now they'll post that on social. Yeah. All you have to do is like look up pictures, yeah, pictures your boyfriend liked.
You can't, like, if some girl, if I was on the road, some girl, hey, I want to hang out with you. I'm like, okay. And then she goes on my Facebook. Oh, you're married. Oh, and then she clicks on my wife. Oh, she could message. What the fuck are you going
to
do?
Or like, you could go on a cruise. I have a friend who did this. Right. You can go on a cruise and let's say I know what cruise you're on.
Mm-hmm.
All I have to do is search hashtag Royal Caribbean, whatever. And then I'll see all the people who are posting pictures. And imagine finding out someone's cheating on you that way.
Oh, God, could you imagine?
It wasn't me, by the way.
Some guys.
It was. Somebody. I swear. It does sound like something I would do, but I swear it was a friend.
Some people are on an excursion out by the water, like bungee jumping and shit. And all of a sudden, there you are on getting blown on the beach.
Oh,
who's
God.
That? I don't know. It's not me. It looks like me, but it's not.
I'm watching you on the Royal Caribbean live cam, motherfucker. Get the glitter off your dick and let's go.
Yeah, I was on Facebook and somebody hashtag, you know, the Royal Caribbean, the Enchantress of the Sea, and there you were laying laying in the pool with this black woman. What's going on? Oh, I didn't know. I was just trying to like get along with everybody.
New ways to spy.
Yeah.
There are a lot of new ways. I saw a thing on TikTok, a new way. I didn't realize you can spy with your AirPods.
Oh, really?
So like if you have your AirPods connected with your phone,
right?
You know, you have it on Bluetooth. Well, you go and you leave your phone where your friend, like let's say you're at a all table, right. You leave your phone, then you can go in the other room and you can hear everything that they're saying through your AirPods.
So like a little bit of secret, like you just got to leave your phone somewhere where other people aren't looking at
it.
Yeah,
whatever your phone picks up, that's what you'll hear.
Well, they got those stores like the spy shops where you get like these little cameras.
I won't go in. I've never been. Have you ever been in one?
I've been like tempted. You know, I don't want to be that creepy. You know what I mean? It's like, I don't want to know. Like
You don't want to know.
You don't want to know. Like there's times where like, again, there was a moment where I didn't trust my wife or worried. I mean, but because I respect them. My wife, ever since I met her, and I've said this on the show, where I'd leave the house or leave the apartment, wherever we were going out, and she wouldn't go all through my shit. I had ex-girlfriends. The minute I'd leave the house, they'd go rummaging like a
raccoon.
Like they're looking for food, you know? And it was like nuts. And they would like sit around and, you know, it was crazy.
I don't do that. I have full access to my boyfriend's home. Yeah. And I've learned. Now, there was a time when that would be something I would do. But now I've learned, like, what I don't know won't hurt me.
Right.
Because sometimes you'll find things that are quite harmless, but you still don't want to know.
Because then your mind starts playing tricks.
Your mind will play tricks on you.
Because the minute that happens, like, my wife's in Mexico right now. So I'm like picturing her going on an excursion and all these,
right,
you know, great looking dudes on the beach. Hey, you want to come and hang with us? Oh,
next thing you know, gobble, gobble, gobble. Is happening.
It's not. Don't piss me off. I'm trying to be in a good mood.
That is exactly. No. And she's with your daughter, too. Oh, my God. They're probably like, are you her sister?
Yeah, your sister. Oh, come over our house. Here. We got some roofies. Yeah, I don't know. You know what I mean? I don't want that to happen. But it's like, I didn't, but there's all kinds of things you can get. You can get like something put on somebody's phone. Like if you get their phone, you could put a tracker that like it'll send you messages. Everybody they text.
Yeah, my ex-husband could read all of my text messages. One of our mutual friends' wives told me, they were like, just so you know, like he can see everything that you're texting.
So he put something on your phone.
He has something on my phone. He had something on my car, which is why.
But don't you think people that do that are cheating them? Like they have a reason to be suspicious because they're. They have ulterior motives.
I will say he didn't trust me.
Yeah.
I will definitely say he didn't trust me to get the mail. Whether that was warranted or not, I don't know. Who knows? But ultimately, I think, I do think that people who are afraid of being cheated on often cheat.
Right, because they rather do it to you before you do it to them.
It's just
it's like, I'll do it to you first kind of thing.
They're scared because they know what people are capable of.
Right.
What they're capable
of. Like, I'm worried about this keto diet. I'm going to get all in shape and stuff. Next thing you know, I'm going to be like Dashing Dougie, and all these women are going to be throwing themselves on me.
Yeah.
I mean, you can imagine with this sense of humor and then good looks and fucking body.
Oh, my God. It's going to be
insane.
If
Dougie had abs.
You're going to get syphilis just like opening your car door.
If Dougie had abs and this sense of humor, oh, my God. I'd be a perfect storm. A perfect storm of loving. That's why I keep myself in this shape, just so I can be a good guy.
Yeah.
No, but listen,
what are you talking about? Girls like that. Look at Tony Soprano.
Why does everybody say, oh, look, he's Tony Soprano?
All of those Italian mobsters.
I've always gotten that. You know, I've been like a powerful guy. You look like a powerful guy. Very, very confident.
I feel like you see yourself as like, sometimes I feel like you see yourself like as John Candy, but you're really in that more of that, like I said, like Tony Soprano kind of. Wait, there's another window in that. What's his name? Like, what's the guy from?
This is good. You're trying to think of fat, good-looking guys.
Yeah, no, he's yeah, hot. No, the one King Queens. Who was in King of Queens?
Oh, James. Kevin James?
Yeah, Kevin James is hot.
You think he's hot?
Yeah, you're more. Trust me, girls think he's hot.
Really?
Ladies, chime in as if you think Kevin James is hot. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So you're in that category. You're not in the fucking, you know, John Candy, Chris Farley.
Really?
Ralphie May. Look, your EKG came back good, right?
I don't know. You didn't have a heart attack. Thanks for bringing that up. By the way, here's the thing. You know, if you guys listen, I think I mentioned it. I have an enlarged heart. By the way, let's say Lisa Marie says Kevin James, love him.
Mm-hmm,
would you bang him though?
Yes.
Lisa, would you bang him?
Yes. I mean, granted, her. I know this girl. I know, and her. Yep. See.
Ilana says he's hot too.
Hot,
so.
Funny, hot. We don't care about.
All right. Would you have a threesome with me and Kevin James?
No. We're all like, no.
Yeah. Start headlining, fat boy. Think about it.
Yeah, even Popper from Blues Traveler. You know, he had like all the pimples on the side of his face, and he was like so fat. Girls lined up to.
Well, yeah, I mean, he's a musician. That trumps a lot of things.
EKG.
The echocardiogram, actually. So I had an enlarged heart, but they noticed that. So they checked my blood's all good. So they said, let's do an echocardiogram. So I do it, and then I go to my doctor's office a few days after. They don't have the results yet. They said, don't worry. When it comes in, we'll call you and go over it with it. Meanwhile, I don't get a call. I'm sitting around, you know. I'm like, should I go jog around or something? I don't know. So, and then I call them up and they go, oh, yeah, she got it. When was she going to call me? Oh, no, okay, you know what? We'll have her call you. And this was last week. Doug, she'll call you. Don't worry. Okay, by the way, and she says, don't worry. It's nothing critical.
Right. You're not going to die today.
Well, that's great. But, you know, it also.
You might have some blockage.
Oh, what the fuck? Like, what does that
not,
mean?
It's not lethal.
It's not grave.
You're not in a grave
situation.
Well,
that's not reassuring. It's not like she said, hey, clean bill of health. You look great. Don't worry. I'll talk to you next week.
But she didn't tell you to come in either. You're fine.
Now I'm thinking. So Friday, I'm sitting here waiting for the phone to ring. And I know that fucking doctor leaves at 3:00 in the afternoon because she's gone. No call. So I have to spend the whole weekend wondering what's not critical. What is it? Do I have a leakage? What's wrong with me?
A leaky valve?
Do I get a leaky valve?
You might have a leaky valve.
I have a leaky valve.
Maybe you have agita. Maybe it's just some heartburn.
I don't have heartburn.
What were your symptoms that you went in for the EKG?
I don't really have any problem. It was like when she looked at it, she saw you have an enlarged heart. Let's find out what's...
Dougie has a big heart.
Yeah, that's right.
He's got a big heart.
How do you keep an idiot in suspense? Give him an echocardiogram and wait. Thanks, Mike Sweeney. He's always good when people like that.
I didn't see that. I saw comedy. He saw that I saw he said I had daddy issues, but that's not true.
Yeah.
At all.
You know, Mike knows everything in his own mind.
That's funny because I don't know Mike.
No, many people don't. He's a no one. He's just somebody from high school, right, Mike?
You're a nobody.
He likes to bust my balls whenever he can. As, you know, people from high school think they could just do, oh, we went to high school together. Let's bust balls. Who cares? But, you know, that's the thing. So I'm waiting. Nothing. And even today, it's Monday. I called. Nothing. No even answer. That's it. I love the doctor I have. She's great. She's got great bedside manner.
She's gentle.
Yeah. You know what I mean? She's nice. She's
pleasant.
She's like fun, kind of cool. You know, she's not like all uptight and like, you know, like, oh, yeah. You better, you know, she's like, all right, you smoke weed. All right, that's fine. She actually told me a year ago I should vape. Now look at the dummy.
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah, I told her. I said, I almost took your advice for a while. Now I'm wheezing like a fucking cello.
You got the illness. Is that what it is? Because you have been coughing a lot lately.
Well, I stopped vaping a month or two ago. But, you know, it's like I got sick, but that was different.
Right. Unless Blue wants to sponsor us, I would be like, no.
I'm done. I tell everybody, no vaping. It's done.
No vaping.
I told Bob Levy this a year or two ago, and he said, I'm going to stop smoking. I'm going to vape. But I told you, it's worse. So it's worse. It's worse than smoke.
It's caking your lungs.
And that oil gets in. It's not good to put moisture, you know, air and burnt air will get in your lungs and whatever. But when you get that liquid stuff that gets in there and then it has it's not good.
I imagine it to be like, remember when you would scrape, like when you clean out your bong and you clear out, like you'd be really desperate to smoke
now,
and you'd clear all the gook out of the bong
and you'd
be like,
resin.
Yeah, and be like, it's kind of like...
I think a while back, Lenny Travis, who's been on the show, he smoked for years and then he stopped. He went to his doctor. He was so scared. He says, I want to check. Your lungs are fine. He goes, what you have to... His doctor told him was with weed and tar, you have to worry about your bladder. You have to worry about getting bladder cancer.
Smoking causes bladder cancer.
Yes?
Yes. If you look up bladder cancer, you'll see. Smoking causes bladder
weed
cancer.
Weed or just smoking?
I think smoking anything.
Yeah.
Yes, it causes... That's so funny. Yes, I've said... Because I looked up bladder. I didn't think I had... I'm always terrified of cancer coming back somewhere in my body. But I had a dull pain. And I was like, I wonder if I have bladder cancer. Because, you know, WebMD, it's always... Yeah. You know.
Well, that's one thing too. I think the bladder. She looked at my gallbladder.
Oh yeah, your gallbladder will fuck you up. Yeah, if it goes bad.
She looked at it too when she did the echo. She goes, "It's clear. It's really clear. Don't worry."
You'll know when your gallbladder's.
Why? What's the symptoms of a bad gallbladder?
A gallbladder, if you eat like heavy or rich foods, it'll you'll get a sickening feeling. It's like up in here. I have actually my gallbladder's fine, but I'm always afraid about my gallbladder, so I know all the symptoms.
That's interesting.
I'm very in tune with all my organs.
Hmm. Wow. So anyway,
to see stuff that I don't see.
What do you mean? I mean,
I'm on delay.
Well, maybe.
I don't get to see. The last thing I saw was Angela Naka was on.
Angela. So people aren't calling me back. So listen, I like the doctor, but this is horrible. Like, how could you leave? Like, it's Monday. I still haven't gotten a call.
They don't care.
What the fuck? All right. So if it is a leaky valve, should I be getting some sort of medication for it? Or is there a treatment I got to worry about? All kinds of things. You know, no, let's let Dougie wait. Let's wait till the leaky valve turns into a fucking major issue and he dies when he's on stage one night.
It's not like it's and people want socialized medicine. So imagine
what
it would be like if the system is overloaded and then you have less qualified people doing the work.
Well, this doctor's office is horrible. The administrative office, they're horrible. I've been on hold for 20, 30 minutes waiting for them.
Awful.
A while back when I first had the checkup this year, she gave me two or three prescriptions. Like, actually, she said, okay, you got to get your blood test. So she gave me the prescription to go get that. Then she gave me the test, the thing for the echocardiogram. And then she gave me the MRI because I got to get an MRI because my back and my neck's all fucked up. So
I'm assuming you have insurance.
Yes, I have insurance.
Yeah.
I pay, $1,200 a month for me, my wife and I. And we have $7,500 each deductible. It's a joke.
That's crazy. I've been calling, Rombo Phillips had his stroke. And I've been trying to I've for weeks now making calls, trying to find a better situation for him. And as soon as if you don't have insurance
he doesn't have insurance.
Well, I think he has insurance, but there was an issue with I don't want to talk about it because it's his private business.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to help him, and he does have insurance actually. But the insurance company is pulling all kinds of games.
Yeah.
And God, being on the phone with these people when you don't, if you're not flush with
Have you ever been on the phone with somebody like that and all of a sudden the fucking phone disconnects?
Yeah, they don't care. Yeah, well, call me back in 2 weeks when actually I do have to make those calls this week.
No, it's the worst.
It's terrible. Terrible. God, and you got people's health.
Yeah, when I'm at, one thing about my business, the minute they call, it's all registered because I've been on hold with an insurance company recently waiting for information from my client. I'm waiting. All of a sudden, boop, boop, fucking, after 20, 30 minutes of waiting, it just hung up. And I'm cursing. Next thing you know, sorry, Doug. Disconnected.
I hate the world. I do. I hate people.
Well, here's the thing. Now, car-wise, okay? So I ended up taking my car in last week.
The Jeep or the...
the Jeep I bought for my wife.
Right. Okay? I got to ride in it.
So now I get her Passat.
The Passat.
And so Wednesday, I'm supposed to do all kinds of stuff, go back to the doctor, do things. Wednesday, I go to turn, the key ignition won't turn off. You can't pull the key out. The car is running.
Yes, very common in Volkswagen.
Yeah, and then you got to flip it. The guy I drive the Volkswagen with the car running, and the guy says, oh, you got this, and he flips it, shuts off. Like, oh, good, let's do it. So then I go, fuck it, I'm done. I'll do this. And then I couldn't do it, of course. It wasn't working for me. And I said, you know what? My wife's out of town. This is a good time. Take the car. Get this thing fixed. How much?
$750. What? Were you talking in tongues?
$750.
Holy shit.
And I'm like, isn't there any way that could be like $200 somehow?
That's crazy. For a Volkswagen?
Yeah. I mean, this is nuts. And the guy says, oh, I got to order. It's going to take a while. All right. So here I am worried about my heart. Now,
and this is the key going into the ignition.
Yes. as opposed to the key that goes in my ass.
Right. I can't even say the word ignition anymore. Thank you very much for freaking what's his name.
Cars nowadays, like every car I've had recently is the push, you know, the blue reader, you know, the key, you just press a button. But my wife's old car, the one I'm fucking driving now, you got to stick the key in it. So, and then, okay, another person. Nope, Doug's nobody. Who's Doug? Nobody gives a fuck about Doug. Like, I drop the car off, and they said, you want us to give you a shuttle home? I go, of course I want a shuttle home. I'm not going to walk home. It's 100 fucking degrees. So,
in an Uber.
Yeah. So then she goes, okay, it'll be 35, 40 minutes. I'm like, what?
What?
What the fuck? What's the shuttle got to come from Miami? So, I said, don't worry about it. I'll take an Uber. And thank God, because of my Amex, I get $15 a month free on Uber. Got credit.
Really? Through Amex?
Yeah. Platinum card. Every month you get $15 credit to your Uber cash.
Aren't you? You're so bougie.
Yeah. Look at me. I'm so bougie.
Bougie and his bougie Amex.
Yeah. So I took that. So now I go. That was, I think I went Wednesday, right? Dropped the car off. No call Thursday. No call. Again, Friday, I'm sitting waiting for the doctor to call. I started thinking, no one's calling me. So I called the fucking the car deal. Oh, he's not here today, the guy who took care of your car. I'm like, well, who has information on my car? Well, I don't know. The other guy is out to lunch. I go, could somebody tell me what the fuck is wrong with my car? It's been like, listen.
No, Sir Dougie, because we're all out to lunch.
Yeah, we're hanging out with your doctor, looking at your echocardiogram, laughing at your leaky valve.
And
we
think your wife, we're in Mexico with your wife, so we think she's hot.
Mark Anthony says, great show today. Interesting guest. You should have her on more often. Great personality. Thanks, Mark. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
It's nice. It's always good to have
you. I'm completely covered up.
You are? You look like
finally some validation that doesn't involve my breasts.
Yeah, you look like John. What's his name? Brady. No, you said quarterback. I'm thinking, you know, whatever.
Tom Brady.
Tom Brady. Yes.
Oh, I caught that. I was downwind of that.
No, you didn't.
No,
I didn't.
Yeah,
bionic burp.
I didn't.
So anyway, so they don't call me either. Now I'm dealing with a service manager. He goes, hey, what seems to be the problem? That's not a good way to start. How can I help you? Listen, I heard there's an issue. How can I help you? Not what it seems to be the problem.
What seems to be
the fucking problem is I brought my car to the Volkswagen over there in Gunther in Coconut Creek. And when I drop a car off and 3 days go by, usually somebody calls with some sort of update. Oh, well, that's not right. Well, that's why I'm calling you fucking dummy.
You know, that's important to them, too. They get very high rate, customer service ratings in the auto industry.
They ain't
like,
getting shit from me. I'm going to give them. Now, God bless the poor kid who did it. He said, here's what happened. Because it's my wife's car. They ordered the part. He did order the part. It just takes forever because it's locked in with your VIN number and the key and all that shit. But they probably have my wife's name on the part, whose name is the car is under through service. And I even said that when I called. I go, well, it might be under my wife's name. And then they're like, no, so we don't have any idea. We didn't order it yet. So now I'm talking to the service manager going, look, you dummy. Now I don't have a car. Now I got to wait another 4 or 5 days for my car to get back when my wife gets home. You guys owe me some fucking money, man.
Oh, you want money for
it. I want a deal. I want to be taken care of. If you have inconvenienced
me. With your Volkswagen. Unfortunately, you brought the wrong brand.
It's $750 to fix the fucking thing.
That's crazy.
Knock off 20%. Let's make it $600.
You should have just ran it off a bridge.
The one guy says, well, I don't know what to tell you. I said, why don't I go there tomorrow and just pick up the car and move it to a real fucking place?
Just crash it.
Yeah. Just fucking drive it into the
total
ocean.
Total that shit.
Yeah. Yeah, like somebody did in during the hurricane, remember the guy was out in Daytona Beach. Just drove his car into
the ocean.
What happened to your car? Hurricane Irma took it, and it was horrible.
Crash it right into the ground.
Nobody cares.
People don't care.
Nobody
for
does
the most
their fucking
part,
job anymore.
I was having this talk with my cousin today because we like to think that people are good. We like to think at the end of the
day,
but you know what? They're not.
Yeah,
they're not. No, I think people are not good.
Listen, I don't think, like in this country, they talk about the unemployment rate is like 3 points, like as low as it's ever been. But to find good workers and people that know are skilled workers, they can't.
Oh, God, I know.
They can't find people that can answer the phone and go, hello.
I think about that every time I get my, when I go through a drive through, because I only, I order food. Like, if I can't order food from an app, if you don't have an app, I probably don't order food from you. And the order can be wrong so many times. Like, and you want raises? Like, you can't even get this shit right.
Yeah. Well, they're going to be replaced by robots. That's the best part.
Or how about Domino's? Domino's Pizza is running a whole campaign, a TV campaign saying, like, and I get it. They're like, yeah, you know, sometimes things go wrong and they have insurance now. Like, if they get it wrong. But I'm like, aren't you kind of just promoting that you guys fuck up a lot?
Yeah, that's a weird thing. Like, like people have made fun of it. Like I always thought, like, hey, I accidentally ate half my pizza. You know, could you guys replace it? Because I accidentally ate it before I was supposed to.
Right. That would be.
That'd be a problem.
That would be a problem.
But I haven't eaten pizza. I'm dying for pizza on this keto diet.
Pizza. Oh, you don't eat pizza.
I can't.
Look at the keto diet.
Well, you know, one day a week I'm going to do something. But like I've been last night. I went to Lefty's over there in Parkland. By myself. Look, I got to do something. I was going crazy a whole all goddamn day by myself watching football and soccer in the morning.
Was on Sunday?
This was, Sunday. Yeah. What are we at? Sunday. And I saw around, after I walked the dogs, I went, go, I'm going to go to Lefty's and have a vodka.
Have a handy.
Have a vodka.
Okay.
And some, and soda.
Grilled chicken.
Soda water. And I had a tuna sushi type appetizer. Right?
Yeah.
And then I had, you sound like my leaky valve. And then I had a chicken salt and boca, which with spinach instead of pasta.
Yawn.
What do you mean yawn? That's delicious. Mm. What are you going to get?
Pizza.
I'm trying not to eat pizza.
Oh, look. Alana says, Blaze pizza
has a keto crust.
Wow, there you go.
Oh, fucking no.
I know, listen,
when you tell me how
tonight.
Good someone's pizza is by telling me how their crust is, that's like saying he should go out with this chick. She's got a great personality.
Hooking you up. It's a keto crust. That's what you need.
Well, what is that, the dough? Like the
dough is probably made out of cauliflower or something. I don't know. Can you eat cauliflower?
Can you eat cheese on the keto diet?
I think so.
I think anything white.
You're the one who's on it. You don't know what you can eat.
Anything white, but it has to be from an animal product.
It has to be from an animal. Yeah, like you're like the antithesis of a vegan.
Right, you can't. Yeah, fuck the vegans. I don't want to. You know, I can eat like you can't eat white rice, bread. That's white.
Okay,
right?
Well that's obvious. No diet lets you eat that.
You can white fish. You can eat, you know, white pork.
Protein.
You know, proteins. But
you can eat pork. You can eat steak. But it's probably there's a lot of sauces that you probably can't. Sorry, not sorry. You can probably put. So, like there's certain sauces that you probably can't put on your food because it's got sugar in it.
Oh, but I love sauce. Like
what you eat; it's what you put on what you eat that makes you fat.
I
said that's what makes people fat.
You said you fat. You said what makes
that's
you
what
fat.
Makes me fat. I'm strong. I have muscles.
Look at you.
The guns. I'm trying to get it. Look at that. A little try.
The triceps always
I used to
the
be
thing.
Very thin, and now I'm just kind of...
You gave up. You got a fireman?
I didn't give up. I still work out. I'm just enjoying drinking and eating a little bit these days.
Oh, I got to talk about this. I went to the gym today, and the LA Fitness by us is all renovated. Nice. Like, nice new machines and stuff, new floors. It looks pretty cool. And they put one of these big bulb boxing bags.
Oh, that's cool.
They used to have in the training room, like the aerobic room. They used to have four or five of the Muay Thai bags. Muay Thai tag bags or punching bags. Huge ones that go all the way down to the ground almost. So you can kick, low kick them. And they're big. They're big, really big. They're not regular boxing punching bags that go like from your hip up. So they got rid of those, right? So they put these out in the middle of the floor. They put these big, they look like a huge, round, bulbous punching bags. So you can uppercut them and you punch them and stuff.
Cool.
Yeah, it's cool. So it's so funny when you watch these dumbasses try to hit the thing.
Because they don't know what
they're
doing.
They don't know what they're fucking doing. And there was this, God bless this one old guy when I got there. He was hitting it with the back of his fucking hands. Because he didn't have gloves.
Do they wear gloves?
He didn't have gloves. And this thing's not very good. It's like a big rubbery ball. It's like not very like textured. It's not the best equipment. So he's hitting it. And then there's this Asian kid. You know, you think he's Asian. Okay, he's going to be doing some fucking Hong Kong Fu
Yi
on it.
But
he's horrible. He's doing all this. Like Bruce Lee antics before and then he's punching. He's like, "What?" And he's hitting the ground. I'm like, I'm watching this guy. Like, you look like a fucking idiot.
I can't stand stupidity in the gym either. I can't stand people doing like non-traditional exercises.
Dumb, stupid shit.
Yeah, I hate that.
There's a guy that comes to our gym. He still wears bike shorts. He wears like four or five gold chains.
Nice.
He wears his Rolex and gold bracelets. I'm like, dude. First of all, I don't wear any jewelry when I go to the gym. Right. I mean, I'm not wearing a watch. I don't need a watch. I got a phone. I got, you know, there's a fucking clock on the wall. What do I need? I'm going to bring my Rolex to the gym
right.
and bike shorts. And it's always the guys that wear bike shorts that shouldn't be wearing the bike shorts.
Oh, God, I hate that. You can see, like, their whole package. Just,
well, there are
like,
some of them, they don't have a whole
smashed
package
in there. But even if it's a little package,
it looks like a cheese doodle behind cellophane.
It just looks crazy.
It's like, dude, all, like, if your dick is that small, why are you showing it to everybody?
It is really stupid. Why do guys do that? That's looking for other men.
Yeah, I think so. And so this kid is hitting this bag, and these people are going up and hitting the bag. I'm like, oh, it's just a joke. You know, and of course, I went and hit it. I did my thing for, you know, and it was good.
But of course, you were stellar. You were like
Muhammad
Ali.
I'm a little rusty, but I have hands. I know, I can hit the bag four or five times without loot. Like, it's funny. You can tell somebody fight. When somebody throws one or two punches and then they fall off their balance, they'll throw a punch and they'll fall forward. Their feet don't follow their hands. Yeah, that's a good fighter. You got to be
able to. The feet follow the hands?
Like, you have to, your base always has to be strong. Like, if you're putting your right arm out, you know, you don't want to be like leaning forward so somebody can uppercut you and stuff. You know what I mean? You want to be able to. And that's the old guy was doing that. He was doing two. Who the fuck throws two uppercuts at once? I mean, this guy watches Rock'em Sock'em Robots from his kids, grandkids. And
I can fight, though.
Yeah.
I haven't in a long time.
Well,
thank
then you
God.
Can't. Listen.
But I actually can fight. Growing up in Baltimore, you learn how to fight.
Well, you learned how to fight.
Yeah, you had
but
to fight.
But if you haven't thrown a punch in a while, trust me.
Oh.
I've got, back in the day, when back in the badass days, out partying and being out with all these fucking tough fucks, and somebody saying, I'll kick your ass. I'd say, look, dude, I'll tell you what. I'll let you throw a punch at me first. I'll move my body a little bit. I won't block it. But I'll let you fucking throw a punch as
really?
I'm standing here. Yeah. Because most
like
of the time.
Like in the face?
Yeah, go for
it.
Because
it hurts getting hit in
no,
the face.
No, but listen, most people don't understand. Most people can't throw a straight punch, number one. Number two, and the second thing, most people don't even know how the mechanics of a punch.
That's true.
You know what I mean? So all you got to do is move a little bit.
They snap their elbow, I've learned.
Or they punch with it. They don't even know how to punch. So, you know, I've done that in the past and laughed. You know, a couple of times somebody threw a punch and hit me and you just move a little bit and their arm goes around your head and like, okay, it's my turn. Like, no, you didn't say that. Well, it's my turn, bitch.
And then you floor them?
And then fucking drop them.
Uh-oh, Dougie means business.
Yeah, I mean, all it takes is a little bit of, you know what I mean? And that's why, that's what the thing, if you're ever hitting a punching bag, don't stand 14 feet away from it. You know, get in front of it and hit it. Just tap it. You don't have to punch the shit out of it. Just make sure you hit it and get contact and get as many touches as possible.
Use your whole, like, form, right? Use your body. Keep it strong.
Yeah, and keep your feet under you. Don't be sitting there hitting the bag and leaning forward like you're going to fall over.
That's a good rule just in general.
Keep your feet under you.
Keep your feet under you. I took a nasty spill. I like to, we have this one part of our floor that's really slippery, and I like to risky business it all the time.
Yeah. Are you wearing underwear and sunglasses?
No, but I was wearing socks.
Oh, okay.
I think I was in my underwear.
You were in underwear and socks. Were they dark socks or light socks?
They were dark. And I ate shit so bad it
really
hurt. Oh, my feet came from right underneath me.
So you ran and then went to slide.
In this particular, actually, what's funny is in that particular instance, I wasn't trying to do the risky business. I was actually walking and talking. And then Stu said something to me and I turned around while I was walking. And but it's like this one part is just like ice.
Right.
It's so slippery, that part of the floor. And normally I can catch, usually, like I said, I'll zip through there and I like it. But man, it was like a full on feet came from underneath me.
You slip right up. You went head over heels.
Up and then landed on my side.
Oh.
It hurts so bad.
Falling down used to be one thing. Nowadays, falling down is different.
Yeah. Falling down is like,
that's
remember
when I stopped.
Michael, what was that movie with Michael Douglas, Falling Down?
Oh, great movie.
I know. I can really
I haven't
relate
seen it in
to
a
it.
Long time.
I know. I think when I was younger, I was probably like, that's crazy. But
why
now
would somebody,
I'm like,
how could somebody flip out like that?
That is so possible.
it's like it was ahead of its time. You
it
know,
was.
now it's
it's on the news
everybody,
every week.
Everybody's flipping out.
Everybody's losing their shit.
I don't know. I still haven't gotten a call from the doctor. It's crazy.
Oh, gosh, because there's nothing wrong with you.
Yeah. We'll see. I might have a leaky valve. You know anybody with a leaky valve?
I feel like I know something about leaky valves, but I don't feel like it had something to do with the heart. I feel like it has something to do with your butt.
A leaky ass? That's a
leaky.
You don't have a valve in your ass. You have your sphincter muscle, right?
I think the sphincter can get leaky.
Well, that's it. I know there's certain medicines that can cause leaky anal discharge. That's like a... It's a side effect of certain drugs, they say.
Oh, man. Can you imagine having to explain that to your
partner? Yeah, you imagine you're sitting there with on a date, and you're like, you're all like goofing around on the couch, and you get up, and there's a fucking stain on your ass.
Yeah, like,
that's disgusting.
Oh, God. Oh, I don't want anything leaking out of my butt.
No. Well, there's only one time it's actually somehow.
And then it's okay?
Yeah, it's like after some sex. Well, if you finish in it, I guess you can.
I know this is the important questions that our listeners come to us with.
They know. They want to know if somehow you have anal sex.
Does it come back out?
It will. It has to. Where's it go? It goes all the way up.
I mean,
next thing you know, you sneeze and go, holy shit, that looks different.
I'd imagine you probably. Yeah. It'll come out.
Oh, God.
Maybe not leak out, but maybe in your next BM, it probably.
Not leak out.
It'll be coated.
All of a sudden, you're sitting there.
It'll have a nice candy frosted coating on it.
All of a sudden, you're sitting there watching the Walking Dead. All of a sudden, your ass goes, what the fuck?
My ass just shit a glazed donut. Oh, my God.
It's disgusting. All right. Well, it's that time of day. Let's see if this one works. Probably not. I don't know.
Sorry, Nico.
Yeah, it's not working. So
what?
We hear it, but nobody else does.
Oh, they don't hear the news?
Yeah, thanks, Peter. Nobody hears the news shit. That's all right. I'll try to
figure
it out.
I wish I could see the comments.
Nobody's commenting. Neva, Perry Sachs girl just said, Perry Sack, but he's not here. He's not here. Hey, Charlie Estrella, you're probably not on the phone, but he has an open mic tonight at the Banjo I might go to.
Where?
And I was thinking about going to the backstage cafe tonight, open mic.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's been a while since I've been on stage since Thursday, so I might be doing that tonight.
Oh, I might go by in the backstage, although I don't have any I really care what I look like on stage.
Hey, did you hear about that family, Dutch family that was found in a cellar waiting for the ends of time? In The Hague, Dutch police found a family of seven people hidden in the basement of a remote farmhouse where they have reportedly spent years waiting for the end of time.
Sounds like Inglourious Basterds.
Or that movie with the kid in Encino Man, the guy who was in Encino Man, and he was in The Mummy. Brandon Fraser or something.
Fraser, yeah.
Wasn't he? He had a movie, a time capsule, where he was underground with his parents. He came out after years because of the 50s nuclear war. They discovered a man believed to be the father of the family and six of his children, aged between 18 and 25, near the village of Runewald in the northern province of Drenthe.
Drenthe.
Police arrested a 50-year-old man at the scene, but he was not the father.
Can you say that properly, please?
He's not the father.
He's not the father.
There's a Maury Povich in Holland. Police investigated after receiving a tip from somebody who was concerned about the people's living conditions. And discovered the adults. They lived an isolated lifestyle, he said, adding that they had been living on the homestead for the past 9 years, and several of the children had not taken up their birthing register or officially registered. Many questions are unanswered, and the police. Yeah, they're fucking. I mean,
hey, that's their right. If they want to live off the grid, wait for the end of time. I don't have a problem with that.
Upon investigation, police discovered a hidden staircase behind a cupboard. Mm-hmm. Leading to a cellar where a man said to be the family's father and five others believed to be his children were hiding. Can you imagine being in a house for nine? I'm going crazy being home for 2 days.
They may not know anything else. How long have the kids been there? You know, remember that thing with the cave? Remember?
Oh, yeah, those people there.
In the philosophy class, like they didn't know.
Oh, the allegory of the caves?
Yeah, like they don't know what's outside the cave if you've always been in the cave.
Right.
So
you don't know what a rabbit is. You don't know what a palm tree is.
You don't know what weed is. You don't know. That sex is.
You know what orgasms are. Right. You've been jerking off in the cave all
maybe
this time.
Maybe not.
Probably.
I don't know. Is that natural?
If you're stuck in a cave, you've got to be masturbating.
Did I discover
masturbating?
Did you discover masturbation naturally, Dougie?
You know, the first time I did, I didn't know the proper cupping the hand, and I thought it was like making it like you're making a pretzel with dough.
Yeah.
Know, like this. And then you like tink it, tweak it, like you realize you start touching it, like, oh, that kind of feels good.
Yeah.
And then you feel bad. Then you feel like, oh, this isn't right. This shouldn't be good. Then you hide. Then you go. No one's around. You keep touching it. I remember the first time I actually had an orgasm. Well, I shouldn't say this. I was touching it before I had orgasm. Like in other words, you had the
act.
You
always tug on it, and you're always kind of playing with it.
Yeah, but you but you don't have the liquid. You don't have the juice came out. Yeah, you didn't have. You weren't old enough. Your balls weren't.
The caboose.
Yeah, and then eventually when that happened, I go, oh my God, remember that scared the shit out of me the first time that
happened.
Oh my
God, that's got to be so scary.
It's got to be like when a woman gets her period, you're like, oh my God.
Yeah, but we're prepared for that. It's so scary. Talking about it, yeah, like, but you know, get a little bit of warning.
I had three older brothers. Nobody told me, hey, eventually when you keep playing with your dick, eventually something's going to shoot out.
I stumbled on masturbate. Because I have issues with different soaps and stuff. I always have, like, I'm allergic. Like, I use Dove soap. I use Arm & Hammer, like, laundry detergent. I don't like, I can do it anywhere else. But my Vazuza does not like.
Really?
Those soaps, yeah.
Your Vazuza.
My Vazuza soap. Oh, my God.
Isn't that what they used to play in the old World Cup? Those annoying.
That's not what it sounds like.
Is that what it sounds like when you're on it? When you're banging on it, it's like.
It purrs. Like,
when you make love to Jen, and all of a sudden there's Vikings that come.
It's my.
I'm coming. Holy shit.
No, but I was having an allergic reaction to detergent, and I was rubbing on it, but I wasn't rubbing on it for pleasure. I was like 12 years old and like rubbing on it because it was like irritating me. And that was how I discovered. And I remember walking and going into my mom's room and being like, Mom.
Really? You asked her?
Yeah. I was like, so I was scratching my vagina. Now it feels funny.
Next thing you know, I don't want to leave my room for 3 days.
I didn't even realize what I did. There you know. There you have it.
Yeah.
Never did I think I'd tell that story.
Oh, that's interesting.
That's how I discovered masturbation.
It's good that you had a relationship. I never went to my, hey, Mom and Dad, I touched
my
dick.
Well, I didn't know, but because I was already telling her, like, she'd already known that I would, because I was like, Mom, I'm really irritated from that soap or whatever. Yeah. And, like, I wasn't, like, scratching, but it was like I was, like, rubbing on it because it was, like, helping with the irritation.
You're rubbing it with a banana.
Like, you know, like, you sometimes, like, you smack, like, point, like, you know, something itches smack it. I was kind of doing that. I was giving myself a good Rogering.
Like the sisters with bad weaves, bad their head.
Little did I know. Yeah, I was giving myself a good Rogering.
Well, here's one. California man caught wearing only women's lingerie during a home break-in.
Was it Matthew McConaughey?
Hey, righty. What's he saying?
All right.
California man allegedly broke into someone's home while dressed in only women's underwear before fleeing the scene has been taken into custody and laughed at by everybody at the police department. Sean McGuire, 37, was arrested on Saturday after a bizarre ordeal in El Dorado Hills. A family woke up in the middle of the night to find McGuire dressed in lingerie. The homeowner, Matthew Eschrick, told the news he called out to the man described as transient before hearing an exterior door open and slam close. According to the El Dorado County Sheriff's Office, around the same time, someone spotted a man run out of the open garage wearing only underwear.
Sounds totally normal to me. I don't see what the big deal is.
Quote, oh my God, there's somebody who just ran out of the garage and he's wearing just a bra and panties.
It's a typical night in Greenwich Village.
Hmm.
Authorities identified. Trans is probably.
Yeah, the door. Well, you know, I never got into that wearing, you know, women's underwear.
No.
Never. I could admit, you know, I'll admit there's certain freaky things I would do, but I was never the guy to say, I want to try out these women's underwear.
I want to wear women's underwear.
Yeah. Authorities identify the scantily clad man as McGuire.
Have you ever kissed a guy?
No. You know what I mean? Like, I've had friends that kissed me on the lips for fun, but never, like, I never looked at a buddy and went, let's make out.
You didn't have an awkward moment where you're like, oh, no. Wait, no, that's not us.
No. I mean, I had a guy, you know, friends do it, you know, like, you know, to do it because they're trying to, you know, be stupid, but never, like, I've been sitting there
like,
oh, this is, yeah, like, hey, you know, I really want to watch that Brokeback Mountain movie. you know what I mean? He was taken into. I've almost crossed swords. I've been in threesomes with dudes,
but, right? You know, but I've heard about that happening.
But I've
to
never.
People.
But I've never. You know, it's never been. It's always a manly. It's like, you know, stand back.
Right.
You know,
it's for her pleasure.
Yeah. Keep your distance. We're gonna. You know. We're gonna like a wrestling match
for her pleasure.
You know, for her pleasure. No, we didn't give a shit. Let's see. He was taken into custody morning and several charges, including burglary, indecent exposure, and trespassing. So bigger problems for that fella. I've been reading. You know, everybody's worried about China, and Syria and everything that's going on.
Yeah,
and I like watching. Like, there's certain things I find interesting when it comes to our defense systems and the weapons of war. So I got a few stories here I thought would be interesting. The U.S. Navy submarines are losing their stealth coatings. Who's to blame? Those nasty crevices underwater.
Wait a minute.
That HPV fucking cliffs they have out in the Pacific Ocean. So the yeah, so these, I mean, I guess they put a coat on them so they don't have the sonar, like, rebound.
So
like,
that they can't see.
I'm guessing. A former employee of the Huntington Ingalls Industries, the Virginia-based shipbuilder that helps construct all the U.S. Navy submarines, all of them, has sued the company in federal court, claiming that the firm lied about problems with the external coating. Ari Lawrence, former engineer, was fired.
Oh, I wonder if he's related to Joey Lawrence.
Yeah. He whatever happened to that fucking dopey bastard?
Yeah, probably on crack.
Yeah. He was cute, but then I think he's still like 4'3".
That's what happens. All of them, they were cute when they were little. And yeah. They
turn into long hair freaks.
Go through publicity. They go through puberty.
Yeah. And they start jerking off and not telling anybody about it. Mm-hmm. He was fired for raising his concerns about the anechoic hull coating, which adheres to submarine metal hull and helps to absorb sound waves, thus minimizing the vessel's sonar signature.
Sonar? Isn't that how the dolphins talk?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. I went to a haunted house. Have you ever been to a haunted house?
You were telling me about that. I was warning you how to let you...
I was terrified. I'd never been to a haunted house. And I went to Fright Nights.
Was it like a gauntlet that you walked through? And...
it was awesome.
Oh, we went to Fright Nights and Universal
I went to
Studios?
Fright Nights. So no, this is the one at the South Florida Fairgrounds. Right. I was so scared the whole time. I was so scared. We were pulling in.
You posted some photos that were pretty funny. Where are those photos from?
Oh, that was funny. That was before we went. I saw from somewhere online somebody had shared that.
Just people getting
scared. People getting
scared.
Oh, my God. It was so much fun. But that's what, there was one part where you're walking through and you hear this.
Yeah.
All it up in your ear. I had so much fun being that scared. And I all guys should probably take their girls because
now you were walking with your 7'9" boyfriend.
I was with the giraffe.
Yeah, the fucking.
But it gets you horny being scared.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Let me go put a horror film.
So
in right
every
now.
Guy should go take your girlfriend. Take your girlfriend yeah. over there to Fright Nights, and she might want to.
She may blow you after.
She might let you stick it in her tapioca pudding.
And your vahuju, what'd you call it?
Vazuza.
Your Vazuza.
My Vazuza.
Yeah, I went to a couple of those at, you know, back in the day. And I punched somebody one time because they get too close and they fucking, I elbowed one guy.
Is that like, you who said that? That's right. I thought about that. I'm like, I think about my brother. My brothers used to always scare me when I was growing up and I would totally like kick him in the face.
Yeah. I know.
Knee jerk reaction. Not my fault. But yeah. No, I didn't. But I had so much fun being scared. It was a lot of fun.
Was your boyfriend scared?
No, he was very tough.
Yeah, he probably, these fucking ghouls jumped out at him and like, what the fuck is this guy? Right. Scared me, motherfucker.
Exactly. Yeah. They were like, fuck that.
All right.
Okay, sorry.
Here's our next little story. China's nightmare. Why is Taiwan building kamikaze drones? This is interesting. The Chinese, you know, back in the kamikaze days, they're outnumbered. So they had the kamikaze pilots were known for just killing themselves by flying their plane
right.
into the ship as a bomb itself. Well, now the Chinese, China.
The Chinese.
They're getting they're developing like, they look like lawn darts that are like basically multi, they have different types of jamming systems and stuff. They're just, they're drones that are targeted to try to get rid of the U.S. Navy, which is far superior than any other Navy in the world.
And Taiwan is coming up with the same people who make fucking Pez heads. That's who's.
Taipei is trying.
I mean, what's Taiwan? Doesn't Taiwan make like made in Taiwan? It's like shit that breaks.
Coming back to us, shit. Taipei is trying out new technologies and hope that they can deter and defend against Beijing. Oh, okay. They're trying to fight. This is against them. A new suicide drone appeared at the August 2019 edition of the Benile Taipei Aerospace Defense Technology Exhibition.
Penile,
yeah. The unnamed aerial vehicle bears a strong resemblance to the small hand-launched drones that are popular with U.S. forces. The other clearly draws inspiration from Israel's Harpy, an anti-radar drone. Harpy was also part of the Marx Brothers. A suicide drone essentially is a small, inexpensive cruise missile, usually possessing some loitering capability. What does it mean? Knock on your door and bug you in the middle of the day?
Right.
They might include.
It just hangs out. It's loitering. It just hangs out on your yard.
It just fucking lingers in front of a 7-Eleven.
Oh, I almost said something racist about Home Depot.
They might include a.
You know, they have a minor loitering problem there early in the morning.
No work here. Alternately, their operations remotely could steer from toward their targets. Often based on commercial UAVs, suicide drones typically pack a small grenade-sized explosive warhead.
That's what I think of their Taiwan warheads. Mm. Next.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty cool. I think it's something we need.
Are you into war, like, books and history? And
I read it. I like keeping up on, like this, again, I read some of these stories. Like, okay, like, why China's commandos are to be feared. Like, you know, you imagine a bunch of Jackie Chans, you know, fucking Chinese military, like, their special forces. They've been building their special, like, we were known right. for the Green Berets, SEAL Team 6, you know.
Let me tell you, China has other workings going on, and it doesn't involve weapons. You know what the biggest thing they're working on right now?
Cloning sheep.
TikTok. That app TikTok,
yeah,
which I might mention, my cat has almost 9,000 views on TikTok. Wow. You can find him under Monty and Friends, but I'm not really plugging TikTok. China owns TikTok, and they're using it to collect data on all of these young people. Well, it started out where, like, elementary kids and, like, right. middle schoolers were using TikTok. Well, China is using TikTok to grab all this data on young Americans. So basically, they're gonna have a profile from them from the right. time they're 10 years old.
Oh yeah, then they're gonna come in here. And they're going to take us away and put us all in boxes.
I just hope. I mean, like, let's see. I'm going to be 44 next week.
Mm-hmm.
So how many? What do I have? 45 years left?
No, not that long.
I don't know.
You're
my dad.
Not going to be 90.
I don't know. My dad lived to 96.
Well, that's longevity.
Yeah, I got longevity.
I don't. My parents both died at 75.
All right, so you'll probably make it to 85.
Hold that. My doctor's calling all of a sudden.
Right. So here's finally. Your engaging.
Some special force units get all the attention, America's Delta Force, Russia's Spetsnaz, and Britain's SAS. What's going on?
Ouch.
Have glamorous reputations. But Chinese special forces exist, and they have been growing in size. They're sophisticated and global reach, according to the U.S. Army's Foreign Military Studies, otherwise known as FMSO. Their command structure has been streamlined, and training has become more realistic. China put these changes in summer during the comprehensive assessments of special forces. Yeah, I'm telling you, a bunch of Jackie Chan motherfuckers running around out there.
Right? Cyborgs. They should make them cyborgs, aren't they? I mean, yeah. They're the Chinese. Can't they make them into robots, Terminators?
Hmm. That just, you know, they have that one Google dog that can flip and stuff, or Honda. That Honda.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah, that's when you're going to build these crazy things, like in Evil, what's that? What's that TV, a movie? Evil, Resident Evil.
Yeah.
And they have all these zombies and fucking
Well,
creatures.
I'm always amazed. I've seen all those videos about AI, right. you know, and it's funny. Like, they have this incredible technology, AI technology, where they can make a human to do all these things. Mm-hmm. And what do they do it on? They're a dick-sucking,
yeah.
agreeable. Pretty,
that's what I should have got when my wife was gone.
blow-up doll. That's what we're using for our AI technology.
They're not blow-up. They're real. They're you know, and they can fuck
real,
with you. They
Dougie.
Can, yeah.
I don't know about you, but I'm in the mood.
Boing.
Boing.
I don't know. You got to be really hard up. I mean, some of them look really, you know.
Yeah, some of them look really not real. And hey, that's the funny thing is I look at them because they're designed to be what every man desires. And I look at that. I'm like, is that really what men desire? Is that the desire of men, a very made up?
Yeah. I mean, they want to come as close to possible, but I don't get it. I don't get why anybody would get that doll.
I just feel like if they wanted that, well, they would just marry strippers, but they don't. They just fuck them. They don't marry them.
Oh, you never marry. What are you, nuts?
I know, but that's what I'm saying. So why would they make the AI look like it?
Did I ever tell you my, you never, listen, first of all, most strippers look great in the strip club. But then when you're out in the real world, they don't look the same.
Right. I've seen that.
That happens. And you never hear my 2-week rule with strippers?
What is it?
If you're ever dating a stripper, it's 2 weeks. That's it. Maybe a week. Have as much fun as you can for 14 days.
Right.
Cut it off.
It's a cruise.
That's it. It's right.
It's
like
a cruise ship. You go.
It's got the time limitation as a cruise.
Right. Have some fun. Tear that shit up.
Trust me. You go one day past 2 weeks, it's going to get fucked up. You're going to be sitting out there waiting in the parking lot at 2 a.m. for her to come out. Next thing you know, she's going to be gone. And you're like, what happened? And some other girls are going to come out and say, oh, she left with this other guy who's a fireman. And then, or a pilot.
Trust
me, that always happens.
Where are you, Stuart?
Scientists say a movement detected along California fault that could cause an level 8 magnitude earthquake. It's not long before California is gone.
I know. I'm not saying that because I'm scared. I'm saying that because I'm excited. Bye-bye, California.
Fuck you, bastards.
Just kidding to my friends out there.
In a study published on Thursday in the Journal of Science, so you know it's real, researchers from the California Institute of Technology, along with NASA Jet Propulsion Laboratories, boy, what a bunch of fucking smart people.
That sounds very smart. There's a lot of acronyms.
Part of the Garlic Fault slipped after being triggered by the series of earthquakes in the Ridgecrest area. The fault runs 185 miles east to the west from the San Andreas Fault.
I wonder if they should try to pour some milk on it. You know how like when you eat garlic, you drink some milk.
They were saying back, I remember a while back, they were going to try to fill the fault lines with water to kind of somehow ease the snap.
The pressure?
Yeah.
Water would do that?
Yeah. Well, there's a water shortage anyway. Fucking
well,
California.
Where's that little Denmark? Douche, what's her name?
Greta Thunberg.
Doesn't Greta Thunberg, doesn't she have a solution to we don't ruin her childhood?
It's disgusting. How dare you?
You've ruined my
How
life.
How dare you? The world is ending.
And no, I'm not making fun of the way she
Who
talks
gives a fuck?
Because she's autistic.
You put her out there. She's ridiculous.
I'm making fun of her for other reasons, but not that.
Well, look, it's
We're going to get a ton of...
I don't give a fuck. You know, listen,
somebody
that young, you know, the parents put her up to it. They coached her because the parents want to be somebody. Let's make her kid look like this. You know, good for her. I mean, everybody, listen, thank God she's not out shooting other kids in school.
True.
Or like rubbing stuff on her vagina and asking her mom.
After a good washing and tide.
You wonder if a girl like that masturbates. You know, a girl that's got that much on her mind, do you think she actually...
Isn't she in high school? She's having sex.
Is she?
Yeah.
You would have sex? Some guy would have sex with her. Can you imagine? As a guy trying to have sex with Thetta Grunberg, she's like, you disgust me.
You're ruining my childhood. How old is she?
I don't know. I watched that video and I went, oh my God.
It was dramatic.
It's like over. Come on. It was unbelievable.
But I can't talk about it because everybody's like, oh, you're making fun of her for...
Who gives a shit?
Everybody said I was making fun of her for being autistic. I'm like, that's not what I'm making.
No, making fun of her because she's over dramatic.
I didn't even know. I was making fun of her way before I knew that she was autistic.
Yeah, sorry. I didn't know. If I knew she was a retard, I would have made fun of her.
Dougie! I do not... The opinions expressed in this broadcast is not
are shared
necessary.
Only by Dougie. So if you're in California, run for your lives. Lucy Jones, a longtime seismologist who is not affiliated with the study, tells Time it's not unusual for faults to move after earthquakes. There are faults. They're always moving. You know, it's amazing when scientists, you know, look, the earth has been going through all kinds of shit for millions of years. Okay. And it's going to just keep going. Like I said, if a sun flare, I mentioned it, you know, you're talking about global warming, a sun flare could fucking cause a major disturbance of global. So, you know, do what you need, but, you know, one little burp by the fucking sun.
Right. Dougie's gas could probably.
Yeah. I mean, I fucking fart and the next thing you know.
But isn't there like a picture? Isn't it like a puzzle piece? Like if you put all the continents together, don't they kind of fit like a puzzle?
Pangea, with the original Pangea.
Pangea.
Was there, and then it opened up with. By the way, Joseph Ney says she's 16 years old. Greta Thunberg.
Okay, so yeah, she's having sex.
So she's
Thank
probably
you.
Got banged.
Was he also, he wasn't offended, was he?
No, okay. Joe wouldn't be offended. He's a comic.
Okay.
He doesn't get offended. Equifax used admin as username and password for sensitive data. Remember Equifax had that million, all these people, all our information? The Equifax, the credit rating system?
Yeah.
Got fucking, they got hacked and all this information's out there. You know, they used admin as their username.
They tell you not to use admin.
Yeah, and their password was 1234.
Okay, well, they deserve to be hacked.
Equifax used the word admin as both password and username for a portal that contained sensitive information according to the class action lawsuit. Equifax employees employed the username admin and the password admin. They didn't get fucking lazy. It was the username and the password.
I mean, how do they even get rights to my information anyway, Equifax?
You would think these people that are leading in your credits and protection would be a little more, you know, what kind of fucking stupid, like, you
a
know,
little more vigilant.
It's like going to your doctor and he's smoking cigarettes and vape pens and banging a hooker on the side.
Well, that's happening.
Yeah. The lawsuit
it's
also,
like the president, like getting his dick sucked in the Oval Office. What? Oh, wait,
you're going back to the 90s.
That did happen.
When Equifax, one of the three largest consumer credit reporting agencies, did encrypt data. The lawsuit alleges it left the keys to unlocking the encryption on the same public-facing servers. Class action suit consolidated 373 previous lawsuits into one. You ever get those things in the mail, the class action
lawsuits? Yeah, class action suits. I think I actually got a check for one against AT&T.
How much?
Like 5 cents.
I know. People call me all the time, especially with stocks. My clients will be like, should I answer this? Like, I never do. But you know what? If you eventually answer all of them and you go through all the time and do it, you probably end up getting $50, $30.
Yeah, you get a little something, something.
Because if more people don't answer, then that just means a bigger win.
Right.
For the people with those class action lawsuits. Florida man arrested in fatal beating of alleged peeping Tom.
Wait.
Good for that.
Florida man beat somebody up for being a peeping Tom?
Right.
My hero. Sounds great.
Right? But he went to jail. Florida man behind bars and charged with manslaughter after he allegedly beat a man to death.
Oh, he beat him to death.
Who he found watching him have sex through his girlfriend's window. God, he must have had a small dick. Didn't want anybody to know.
Right. No. I mean, my God. Who? That's so, like, scary.
Victor Vickery, 30, was arrested Thursday for the July 2018 death of Assad Akar, 57, in Fort Lauderdale.
57-year-old Assad.
Vickery told police he was in bed with his girlfriend when they heard a sound at the window, which they had previously heard during times of intimacy.
Yeah, he's probably done it a few times.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what peeping Toms do. They find their, and they go back to...
to the same place. Yeah.
Vickery, I only heard that, but I don't know. Vickery said he went outside and saw Akar, who had a prior criminal record for prowling, standing with his genitals exposed.
Ooh-ee.
While Vickery confronted the man and his girlfriend called 911, Akar attacked him, Vickery said, prompting him to punch and kick him, according to the police. Akar was taken to the hospital and died shortly, and he still had his pants down. Vickery was jailed on $100,000 bail, and he's also charged with sexual battery related to the incident that happened a month after... Vickery was jailed for $100,000. He is also charged with sexual battery related to an incident that happened a month after Akar's death. Well,
wow. Wow. So,
you don't know who's the victim there. And our last story of the day, Illinois man.
They deserved each other.
Yeah. An Illinois man with his name tattooed on his neck, allegedly gave police a false ID.
But his name was tattooed on his neck.
Says your name is Bill Brown on your neck, but your ID says Walter Cronkite. Illinois man was arrested after he allegedly gave police a fake name, despite having his real name tattooed on his neck. Matthew Bushman, 36, supposedly gave the false ID and birth date to officers with his the police department, who were investigating a forgery. Well, you can't trust a forgerer.
So bad.
Authorities wrote on Facebook Tuesday that Bushman... or Matty B, as his tattoo states.
Oh, I know him.
You know?
No.
Had a warrant out for his arrest in Peoria County, and so he lied about his name. See, that's like when you see these police videos, and the cop will ask, sir, what's your name? I ain't gonna what do you got to tell these, like, sovereign citizen people? Oh, I don't have to tell you that, sir. Why'd you pull me over? I pulled you over because you, for some reason. Well, you got to tell me what? No, I don't. Just show me your ID. I don't have to show you my ID, sir. You don't have, you need to... And you know what? Just fucking punch him in the fucking head. Stick him in the paddy wagon.
Right.
Why sovereign citizens think they can. There's this belief that you don't
What's
have
a
to.
What's sovereign? I mean, the only sovereigns are Indians?
No, they're actually, it's kind of like this thing where they think that they're even though they live in this country, they don't collect or they don't use any government assistance. So they're considered sovereign citizens. But they, you know, they think once you pull them over that you have to explain everything to them.
Well, wait, if they're
answer.
Using the highway, doesn't that mean they're using...
Yeah.
Oh, I put it together. See? I put it all together.
That's the you're on a highway where people pay taxes. Yeah. Now, if you were sitting in your home, right, masturbating with a fleshlight,
right.
No one would give a shit.
Right. Not in that. Right. If
you could do whatever. No one's going to pull you over and say, show me your ID.
Right. Even if you're like on a wagon.
Yeah.
A horse-drawn wagon.
Yeah, you something's going on.
Like, are those the Yamish?
The Yamish. The Yamakas?
Are the Amish sovereign people?
I don't know. I don't think so.
You can't miss with a souffle pie.
Yeah. But, so these people, fuck them. I don't have, you know, listen, if you want to play Matlock when you get pulled over, it's a bad move.
Right. When I get pulled over, which did happen recently, I just put my hands on the wheel. I don't even grab my registration anymore. I wait for them to come to the car and tell me. Yep. And then when they go, where's your registration? I look at them and I go, I'm reaching for my registration.
Yeah. And I carry a gun. So it's usually my wallet is in my bag with my gun. So I'll say, I'll come up. I have my hands on my steering wheel. The officer come up. Yep. What's the, you know, and you, what's the problem, officer? You know, and then, oh, well, show me your driver's license and registration. Yes, sir. I'll get it. By the way, I'm going to reach in the, I do have a gun in there.
Right.
You know.
You know what? That's an interesting thing. Maybe, maybe with the Black Lives Matter, maybe like we think to do that. And maybe if they had their hands on the wheel, some like in the incidents where they're pulled over, I'm not talking about the obvious like shit that's going on right in Dallas right now. I'm talking about
the other many other cases where
there's many cases where Black people are pulled over. Maybe they don't get killed or
and
whatever.
They're questioned.
But maybe, but like you and I both, my instinct, the first thing I do when I get pulled over is put my hands on the wheel.
Yeah, I don't want to get shot. You know, somebody will say,
well,
it's
just a courtesy. It's just
no.
a courtesy that the cop doesn't know what they're walking into.
Yeah. Who knows what the fuck, you know, who knows that a guy driving a Passat didn't just shoot down a bunch of people.
Where's my Black liaison, Chris Priester? I need to know.
Yeah.
Chris, do
Chris teaches his.
Do your people know to put your hands on the wheel when you get pulled over? I'm just kidding. I grew up in Baltimore. I think I know more than Chris
does about
his people.
I love when these people, like, they're being questioned by officers. And they'll say, fuck you, and they'll put their hands in their pocket. Like, what are you, nuts?
Right. That's not going to create a good situation.
Don't you watch the news?
Even Nico would just...
And if you're ever running from a cop, never hold your phone in your hand.
But maybe, I don't know, if you're running, just don't run from a cop.
No, run. That's right. The minute you run, and people say, well, I'm scared of the cop. Listen, I get it, but if you run, it's almost just making things worse, right? I mean, again, we are white people saying this, so we,
I know. Although that say, there's a lot of I like there's this, you know, there's a theory that it goes beyond intention, that
right.
it's actually part of their subconscious, that they just approach Black people differently than white people. It's a subconscious thing that
right.
they're doing.
Right,
they inherently have a fear of Black people that they don't have of white people. So. That's not what we're talking about.
No,
tonight.
We're not talking.
That's what we're not talking about that talking today. About.
Anyway, I don't want to talk anymore. I'm done.
About that.
By the way, a closing thought. Richard Ney says, I open the window and put my hands out of the window, palms facing back to show I don't have a weapon. Well, that's going a little far there, Joe. I mean, listen, if you're going to do it,
I take my dick.
Put your hands. Yeah, I take my pull my pants down.
I rip off my shirt and then I let my boobs hang right over the window and I. Sometimes I shimmy them a little bit.
Is this a problem, officer?
So he can see that they're real.
Yeah.
then I take my hiney and I just lift it a little bit so he
can
see when I get my registration that I don't have any underwear on.
Oh, I didn't wear undies today, officer.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to flash my cooter at you.
Yeah, white woman privilege. Anyway, that's all you have time for here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. I want to thank Jen for joining us today.
Thanks. That was fun.
And time goes by quick. By the way, guys, this is a big week for comedy. Wednesday, we have Wise Guys Comedy Show at Tavolino starring Eric Schwartz. Very funny comic. Chris Topher will be your feature, and Danny the Jew will be doing a spot.
Nice.
On Thursday, of course, we have the Bremen Motor Cars Show in iHeart Theater. That's for Bremen Motor Cars members only. And on Saturday, actually, we're going to be at the Hollywood Brewery, Eric and I. If those of you in Hollywood, come out to the Hollywood Brewery. I haven't been doing much public publicity on it, but we'll be there around 8 o'clock, 7:30, whatever it is, the Hollywood Brewery on the beach. And on Saturday, I'm going to be with Eric at the Sunrise Theater in Fort Pierce. So if you're in the area, come around.
Oh, I love that over there.
Yeah, fun show. Go to DougieAlmeida.com for more dates. And go follow me at Dougie Dangerous on Instagram and on Twitter. And follow our show on Instagram, Twitter, Wake Up Dougie or Wake Up Dougie Show. And please go to our fan page on Facebook where you can catch these videos. Where they're shot after we're live. So how about you?
I am, that's what I'm looking up. Friday, it's here. Friday, I am at Underground's Bill the Beans Comedy Show. How am I there? R.C. Smith.
Nice.
I'll be featuring for. So I love that. That's the Underground's Coffee House is the one there in Fort Lauderdale. Yes, I love that
Oakland
place.
Oakland Park and Federal
yeah,
Highway.
Yeah, come on out. I love that. I love that room.
It's fun. The
yeah.
intimate room, packed. Everybody's on top.
Yeah, it's fun.
Anyway, guys, thanks again for joining us. And I will be doing a podcast with Eric Schwartz on Thursday, most likely. So stick to that and follow us. And we'll go. All right, guys, thanks for joining us. God bless, and we'll see you here next time at the same spot.
People on Earth, can you hear me? Came a voice from the sky on a magical night. And yell the colors of a thousand stars. sunset. They travel to the world on a silvery light. The people of the earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as they landed, carrying to the world children of the sun. Children of the sun. All at once came a sound from inside. There beamed light hit the ground.